Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Dear AFA. We are a democratic, member-driven union of flight attendants for flight attendants. Today is Tuesday, November 11th, 2014, and this is Washington, D.C., Council 21 volunteer Bobby Moss reporting. Today we honor those who have served our country for the safety of others. For decades, flight attendants have taken immense pride in caring for our troops on flights as they prepare to defend our country and on the more satisfying journeys when we can bring them home. Today, we especially pay tribute to our flying partners who are currently serving our country. We are honored to have them among our ranks and proud of their service. As union members, we have a sacred bond with all who serve as we fight to strengthen our country at home while our troops defend us abroad. To all veterans, we thank you and your families for your sacrifice and your service today and every day. We have important dates for this week. The 2014 Enhanced Early Out Awards will be posted on or around November 14th. Generation of Reserve Letter List for 2015 will also be posted on November 14th. Retiree Benefits Open Enrollment closes on November 14th. 30-day ANP for December must be unfiled by 8 o'clock Central Standard Time on November 14th. 2015 Benefits Correction Period begins on November 15th. The involuntary furlough flight attendants return to JFK on November 15th, and the 2015 primary vacation bids open on November 18th, 2014. As a reminder, we have added a calendar to the United NEC website. This flight attendant calendar lists important dates that flight attendants may need to refer to, including but not limited to vacation bidding, benefits open enrollment, and other dates throughout the year. And if you are a Google Calendar user, you can add these events directly to your personal calendar. The calendar from the homepage of the NEC website is on the Quick Hits menu or the Flight Attendant Calendar button below the menu on the left-hand side of the homepage. As a reminder, 30-day AMP for December, the deadline is Friday. 30-day AMP is being offered for the month of December, which includes November 30th through December 29th. United has not identified the numbers and locations at this time. Requests should be on file no later than November 14th at 8 o'clock Central Standard Time. This year, the COS Foundation celebrates their 20th anniversary. Since their inception, COS, Concerned Attendants for a United Support Effort, have helped numerous United flight attendants with a combined grant total equal to more than $5.2 million, all donated by United flight attendants. COS has written $45,000 in scholarships and donated $40,000 in research grants to other 401c3s. Special fundraising generated more than $77,000 to aid the family of the United Flight Attendants lost on September 11, 2001. COS has also donated $7,500 to the AFA Relief Fund in order to help the United Flight Attendants affected by the earthquake in Japan and Hurricane Sandy on the eastern coast of the United States. And shockingly, their administrative costs are only 7%. The COS Foundation is a non-for-profit organization founded in 1994 by Monica Leonard, a currently retired United Airlines flight attendant. Funds are distributed through an application process to United flight attendants who are unable to work due to injury, illness, or disability. The grant is intended as a short-term bridge until other financial arrangements are in place and covers only basic living expenses. Recently, the COS Foundation added yet another way to help United flight attendants. They have listed themselves as one of Amazon's and iGive charitable organizations. Whether you are shopping for the holidays or just buying yourself a new outfit, please make sure you place your next online order through Amazon Smile or iGift. Directing your online purchase through one of these sites, the Cause Foundation will receive donations each and every time you purchase something online. In other words, while you shop and spend money, you are helping your fellow flying partners by funding the Cause Foundation in this new and convenient method of participating. Here's what you'll need to do when you order anything from Amazon. Visit smile.amazon.com. Register the Cause Foundation as your charity. You'll need to scroll down the list, and the Cause Foundation is the one listed in Aurora, Colorado. Instead of going to Amazon.com when you shop, go to smile.amazon.com, and your purchase will trigger a donation. The website is exactly the same, and the prices are exactly the same. The only difference is the portion of your purchase will go to the Cause Foundation. Shopping via iGive is essentially a store rebate program where iGive members have the opportunity to donate their rebate to their chosen cause. To see a list of more than 1,500 retailers, visit the iGive website using the Cause Foundation's iGive special link. For more information about the Cause Foundation and how to donate, visit their website at www.thecausefoundation.org. This past Sunday, November 9th, 2014, pre-merger American Airlines and U.S. Airways flight attendants narrowly rejected their joint contract tentative agreement with 8,180 voting yes and 8,196 voting against the agreement. The group will now begin the arbitration process starting on Wednesday, December 3rd, 2014. That's all for this evening. Thank you for calling.